the rest of the story. On the steamy 30th of July, Overton Park, Tennessee, was teeming with country music enthusiasts. There was a big country music show down at the Bandshell. Big names, Webb Pierce, Slim Whitman, Marty Robbins, some small potatoes, too. And one young man, the smallest of them all. He had cut a record, which practically nobody had heard, but it was barely sufficient to qualify him as fill-in talent for the show. All of these country music stars, the boy wondered, what on earth was he doing in their company? He felt like a mule that got entered in the Kentucky Derby. But then came the roar of an impatient crowd. The sound was staggering, chilling. How would the young man react when it was his turn to sing? Suppose everybody started hollering like that. It was unimaginable. A huge country jamboree in a massive outdoor theater, the young man's first big appearance on stage, how would he ever get through it? Suddenly the boy was jolted from his fearful pondering by a tap on the shoulder, and then the voice of his manager saying, "You're next." The two most awful words that he had ever heard. The boy's blood ran cold. Somebody gave him a shove. Before he knew what had happened, he was out on the stage with what seemed like the entire world staring directly at him. Somehow he edged his way toward the microphone. Somehow he sang. The enthusiasm of the audience had frightened the young singer, but now their waning enthusiasm frightened him even more. So the boy did the only thing that he could do. He just stood there and sang, stood there in a frozen statue, tried with all of his heart to imagine that he were anywhere but here. And after what seemed an eternity, his first number was over, mercifully. But there was more to sing. Between numbers, the young man ran off stage. His manager greeted him icily. "They're not warming up to you," the man said. "You're frozen stiff out there. You got to get some confidence. You got to do something. You might as well give up this business." If only he could give up, the boy thought. But for now, at least, he had to finish his set, he had to honor his obligation, and so more terrified than ever, the young man returned to the microphone and sang, only now, by now he is trembling. By now he's just shaking all over. He's trembling so violently that everybody could see that he was... "You're getting ahead of me, aren't you?" By now everybody could see that he was trembling. Now, the crowd began to shout again. And this time louder than before. For some reason, while he had been received coolly at first, the audience now seemed to be enjoying him immensely. The audience loved him. It was the trembling to which the audience had responded. Well, that's what his manager later concluded. His manager said, "Whatever you do, don't stop trembling." And the boy did not. That anxious day at Overton Park was almost 39 years ago, 1954. And what shook the most was the young singer's trembling knees. Perhaps you've wondered about the tremble which became a twitch and the jiggle that became a wiggle that became Elvis Presley. Well, now you know the rest of the story.